Comfort soup for sorrow. I woke up wanting chicken broth and potato and leek soup. I'd been feeling out of sorts since Monday and the blog and podcast were set aside, mourning two children whose lives were cut short at the hands of their mother has been awful. Sleep was spasmodic, and many of us are trying to understand the senselessness of the tragedy. After the service last night, I only wanted a sandwich, but food is good for relieving grief and shock, and as comfort foods go, broth and soup are not so bad. Kids are trusting, and more so of their mothers. This one told her 14-year-old to write a letter for who would get what of his possessions. She betrayed the trust between them. Her partner would have died all over again had he known what she was capable of. No mother should tell their child how their life would end. Her actions are unforgivable. He could not have imagined that his mother, who had always sheltered him, could harm them to the pain of death. She must have been deranged, for that is not the actions of a sane woman. Driving a vehicle off the road at speed, in the same spot that the children's father died, is insane. If she wanted to end her life, why take the kids with her? There are so many people grieving their loss. Any number of them would have gladly taken the kids to raise as their own. They were the sweetest little things. Nothing on this earth could condone a mother like that. He knew the horror of his final moments. Selfish, cowardly, murderer. She had him keep her company. The one small comfort to come out of it was that the little girl was asleep. Her face showed none of the ravages of the two that knew.